Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm kind of new to this. So anyway, we're doing the we're selling the Bowerly and WBEN merchandise. Tremendous savings, I might add. And what's happening is my end is all going to the SPCA serving Erie County. And I forgot to tell you the promo code, but I did put it up on the Facebook page, Bowerly and WBEN. The promo code is SPCA31. So there's a flash sale on my merchandise, and my end is going to the SPCA serving Erie County. And again, I don't really like announcing that. I was hoping to keep all that stuff on the down low, but unfortunately, there's no pleasing some people. Anyway, it is 11 minutes after 4 at WBEN. Thank you, friends, for being here. You know, actually, I was going to tell you about one of those typical Buffalo stories that happened last night. I wrote about it on Facebook, but long story short, okay, without getting into the weeds here, I'm taking calls on Moog, vaccine mandates, and what the upshot of all this is going to be. And I'm going to tell you, I see a situation where you're going to create millions of newly unemployed middle-class people who are educated, who know how to organize, people who never used to take part in protests because they were too busy working. Well, they won't have jobs because they refuse to get vaccinated. And that is the stuff of revolutions. And if you don't think that governments can be toppled, you don't know your recent history. Romania, the regime of Ceausescu, evaporated virtually overnight. East Germany evaporated virtually overnight. All of the Warsaw Pact countries evaporated virtually overnight. The Soviet Union is no more. I mean, the Soviet Union was born in 1917 and lasted to about the early 1990s. And governments change. And there are a lot of us in the United States who believe our Constitution is very important, and our individual rights are very, very important. And when you have a brand new medicine that is put out, and you start coercing people that if they don't take that medicine, they won't have a job, well, not only will they not have a job, but they're not going to be able to collect unemployment benefits. And these are people who might have been frontline nurses during COVID. These are people who may have designed some weapons systems that have helped make America a superpower. You get millions of people that you have just totally destroyed their lives. You politicians like Kathy Hochul and Joe Biden, Mark Poloncarz, you control freaks, you got to understand, we the people have the power in this country. You are our bitches. You work for us. We don't work for you. We are a constitutional republic. And if you are creating a tinderbox situation, You're creating a situation where law-abiding, patriotic American citizens believe their Constitution is being taken from them. Their rights are being taken from them, and you're sitting pretty in your $8 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard while somebody who's been making $150,000 a year helping to defend the country known as the United States of America doesn't have a job anymore, can't feed their kids anymore. You are creating an atmosphere that is ripe for revolution. And by the way, when you create a law enforcement community and you say, oh, you also have to be vaccinated or you're going to lose your job. So how many people as a government, how many groups of people can you afford to piss off before we say, you know what, we're not waiting until an election. We're throwing you out now. You're gone. That's a revolution. And they are I am well aware of historical precedent throughout the world. And I'm going to tell you, no government is ever as stable or as secure as it thinks it is. And those of you who are insisting that people put something into their bodies for which we do not have long-term data, and you are going to destroy the lives of people who are good, productive Americans, you're asking for a revolution. Consider yourself on notice. Read your history. Read your history. You know, one of the seminal events of the Russian Revolution, a whole bunch of Russian women tried to get bread, and they couldn't get bread. And it turned a woman's march was one of the seminal events in the Russian Revolution. Do you think Tsar Nicholas II and the Romanovs ever thought they would be on the outs? No. They were gods on earth. Nothing was going to... They're one of the richest families in the world. Nothing was going to topple the Romanovs. Oh, really? You get enough people together saying, we don't want the Romanovs anymore. Next thing you know, you're in a basement in Ekaterinburg in the Urals. Kaiser Wilhelm II, the almighty Kaiser of Deutschland. How did he end his days? Ruling Germany? No. He left Germany with his tail between his legs and lived out the rest of his miserable existence in Holland. People who think they're powerful are not as powerful as they think they are. You are creating a lot of educated people who are intelligent, who are being fed up with what you are feeding them. And there is a limit to what people will take. And I happen to believe that that limit is here. The line in the sand is here. And I know history well enough to know that I don't think most of the politicians understand how precarious the situation is right now. Oh, and by the way, you know, the division between white people and our black brothers and sisters, a lot of it is media generated because they like to divide white people from our black brothers and sisters. A lot of our black brothers and sisters, they are as adamant against this shot as the most rabid Trump supporter. And there's a reason. There are many reasons for that. I mean, a lot of the reasons are the same as white folks. And there's another special reason, and it's because our government, used our black brothers and sisters as guinea pigs for experiments over the years. So there is understandable hesitancy and reluctance in parts of the so-called black community to get what they consider to be another experimental shot. They remember what happened in Tuskegee when healthy black men were given syphilis so they could study the effects of syphilis. They already knew the effects of syphilis. I mean, it was medically unethical and horrible what happened to those human beings. So here's the point, folks. You people like Poloncarz and Hochul and Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, are you aware of what you are creating? You've got law enforcement people. You've got middle-class people of all races. You've got professional people. You've got blue-collar people. And we are uniting in our opposition to being dictated to regarding a brand new medicine. And when you tell people for many years, your body, your choice, please abort your baby. But when it comes to your own individual health and decisions, you could have been a frontline hero. Just months ago, frontline hero. Wear a mask, protect our nurses. Our nurses and doctors, they need to get medals. They're extraordinary human beings. And now suddenly with the mandates from the healthcare companies, these one-time heroes, these one-time extraordinary human beings overnight became medical morons and intellectual imbeciles incapable of making their own medical decisions and losing their jobs. How do you go from hero to zero just like that? Because Joe Biden and Kathy Hochul and before her, Andrew Molester, decided that you have to get this shot. You're creating a climate that is so dangerous. You politicians, you don't get it. You don't understand the unity of the American people right now. All socioeconomic groups, every race, creed, and color, there are more of us than there are of you. And if there's one thing we can all agree on and unite over, it is freedom in America, and particularly freedom for our own bodies. You're making a stew that is going to be very bitter if you keep this up. Just my personal opinion. You might think I'm crazy. Wouldn't be the first. My soliloquy at the top of the hour, but I mean everything I have said. Our government is setting up a situation that is not healthy, and it's not going to be good in the long run for the government. You can only piss off so many people and so many groups of people before we all realize all races, creeds, color, gender, sexual identities, sexual preferences, we realize we're stronger than you are. And no, I'm not going to lose my job if I don't get a jab. I'm not going to tolerate that. And since you've put me out of a job, I now have more time to go to the streets to protest. I was the guy in the old days, I would watch the protesters on the left who didn't have jobs. And I'd be going to work to pay my bills. But you took my job and my livelihood away from me. So now I can be a protester. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. I don't mean to oversell the case, but there's a reason I watch the History Channel. Because I really want to find out if Hitler went to Argentina. People still believe that crap. All right, here is Noah in Buffalo. Hello.
Hey, always nice to talk to you.
Is this Noah?
This is.
The famous Noah.
The famous Noah.
The photographer.
No.
Oh, wrong Noah. I'm sorry.
Sorry, maybe one day.
Well, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, the Moog walkout is really eye-opening because, like you've stated earlier, it's the government interference that can really cause the issues. And given that they are coming after people's jobs, or with certain social events, you have to get a test. I think that what they're doing is taking the money away from the middle class, or trying to give rid of their will to fight. So I'm really glad that these Moog guys walked out and just stood up for themselves. I haven't seen anyone else do that.
We have had, you know what, there have been there's been scattered resistance. We saw it with the National Football League. We saw it with some nurses. But you raised a great point. This is the first time I can recall where we've seen this en masse, although Southwest Airlines, even though the airline and the government denied it, why is it that pilots are making videos saying, don't believe what they're telling you, we aren't getting vaccinated? And then eventually Southwest backtracked.
Yeah, that's been a pretty common theme about, through the whole pandemic in general, is who do you believe? The media loves to stir people up, as you just mentioned, and put people against each other. And it's gotten to the point where I feel like people are, including myself, in a tough situation. Like, okay, do I stay here and wait it out? Do I do it because do I get the jab because it would make life easier, or are they making life harder so to incentivize it? So it's very interesting how Moog will handle this coming up.
Well, it's even more interesting. I mean, Moog, we can look at Moog in the micro, but the macro situation that I have droned on about at the beginning of this hour, I think it is a real situation. And I honestly believe that if this government believes that the middle class is going to allow itself to be put into poverty row because it won't get the jab, you're creating a very dangerous situation. And by the way, who's going to enforce the laws when the cops agree with us?
Very much so agreed. And, you know, the middle class is strong. You know, we're smart and we stick together because we, at least, I could see that there are different people who are coming at us and no one who wants to support us. And now it's enough is enough, you know. I think that it's going to be, like I said, very interesting to see how this all plays out.
Well, in a bizarre way, and Noah, thank you very much. In a bizarre way, what these mandates are doing, ladies and gentlemen, personal opinion here, I think that many of us realize that the divisions which have been focused upon so much in media, a lot of those are, in fact, media created or media fanned. And people of all races, creeds, and colors have a common desire, a desire to make the medical decisions for themselves and their families they see as being the right decisions. And when you start coercing people and punishing people by destroying their lives, their ability to live with legal tender, and you've got people across the board uniting arm in arm saying, no, we're not doing this, you have created your own thunderstorm. Read the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson laid out a pretty good template for us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ah, welcome, friends. It is Bowerland News Radio 930 WBEN. So Moog employees walk off the job today. You know why. They're going to do it again tomorrow. Is this the hill? Is this the hill that you die on? Figuratively speaking, maybe literally speaking, but, you know, as somebody who spends pretty much 90% of his spare time watching documentaries and studying revolutions, I got to tell you, in the final analysis, to me, what is fascinating is how once mighty and stable empires crumble into dust, and it's usually a whole sequence of things. But when you lose the support across the board of the people for whom you are supposed to be working, and they view you not as their government, but as their master, you run into a very, very sticky wicket. And I'm not even sure what a sticky wicket is. But is this the hill on which you die? And again, if you're a new listener to the show, I was doubly vaxxed with Moderna, and I would do it all over again because I happen to have some pretty serious heart issues. So I got vaccinated. Did that stop me from getting COVID? No, it did not. I had a very mild case of acute COVID. Basically, it was Friday and Saturday. I felt kind of crappy. Most of Sunday, I felt crappy. The primary thing, I had laryngitis. Poor Tim Wenger. I had laryngitis, and I did get violently sick one night, which I never associated with COVID. And here we are, like over a month since my diagnosis, and obviously the acute phase is over, but my lingering complaints, and again, keep in mind, I was fully vaccinated. I absolutely have brain fog, no doubt about that. And because there is an inflammatory process that goes along with COVID, the places where my gout usually acts up are extremely inflamed, like one of my big toes and my hips. A very small percentage of people get gout flare-ups in their hips. Naturally, I have to be one of those. And it was embarrassing. I was at a party on Saturday night, and I'm not trying to beg, you know, I'm not trying to whine here, but I was in such discomfort that I literally spent most of the party flat on my back trying to get some relief. But again, you know, that being said, that is from somebody who was fully vaccinated. And I decided to be fully vaccinated because my doctors and I know all of my givens better than you. And I got vaccinated. But I firmly support your right to make your own decision regarding the vaccination. And really quickly, before I get back to the telephone calls, if you don't see the tragic irony in the idea that nurses and doctors who were heroes of healthcare just a few short months ago, these were the people we wore masks to protect. These are the people You know, we couldn't write enough newspaper articles about them or feature them enough on TV or radio. These are frontline heroes, and those same frontline heroes suddenly lost their ability to think and make rational decisions for themselves and their own vaccines and their own medical needs. So I want your take on the Moog situation. I wonder if it's going to spread to other defense contractors or other contractors who do business with the federal government. They're going to do it again tomorrow. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. And it is Jeremy in West Seneca. Jeremy, hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
It's a wonderful – well, I'd say it's a wonderful day, but the weather looks kind of foul.
It's a little rough out there, but it's not bad.
I wouldn't want to be in a sailboat. What's on your mind?
So I've been working at Moog since 2014. I'm 27 now. I bought a house last year during the pandemic, and, you know, I credit a lot of that to working at Moog. But it's just really frustrating that we were the ones there working, you know, the assemblers, the testers, and the machinists, when nobody else was there during the pandemic, and now they're telling us, well, get vaccinated or get fired.
So in the final analysis, is this the hill you're willing to die on?
I mean, personally, probably. I don't have a family yet. I'm only 27. I'll probably sell my house and move out of state.
Very, very interesting. People have sent me emails and they have asked me to pass on their tremendous respect and appreciation for what you are doing. And you people may very well be the spark plug or the catalyst that translates frustration into action and makes the government realize you've crossed a line.
Tom, I hope so. I'm a big fan of yours. I listen to you all the time. I can't take much more.
This is the conversation I hear out there when I'm out and about. Exactly those words. I can't take much anymore, or I can't take much more. And the other thing I hear a lot of is, I do not feel that I'm even living in the United States anymore. And when you've got that kind of a disconnect between the people of this country and the government of this country, you know, it's like the boiler starting to shake and, you know, the needle going into the red in the old cartoons.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, a lot of people, not just myself, have done tremendous things for this company through the pandemic to keep it going. Myself, personally, we had an issue at Boeing. I was told on Sunday night, my boss called me and he's like, can you get on a plane Monday morning and fly to Seattle and stay there for 3 days and fix this problem? I got on the plane and I went.
Well, you're a dedicated worker. And one of the things employers around this country certainly know is dedicated employees may be hard to find in this era of the Great Resignation.
Yeah, I mean...
And it sounds like you've got a very specialized tech job. It's not like they can replace you with somebody else to make the donuts.
I've worked in commercial aircraft, military aircraft, and now I work in space.
Well, I thank you for your service. Just one quick question. Any chance you could steal me an old A-10?
Can't tell you about that on the air.
Unfortunately, they're only one-seaters, so you can't really train in them, but oh, would I love to go up in one of those. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Absolutely, Tom.
All right, man. The A-10 Warthog. Okay, sometimes late at night, I do watch war porn featuring the A-10 and the Gatling gun and taking out an entire hillside filled with Taliban before they won. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your thoughts on what's going on at Moog, and the walkout is going to happen again tomorrow. If I didn't have appointments, I'd go out there and join you. Here is Chris in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Chris.
Hi. You're righter than you know about people being fed up. I'll say I worked at Moog for almost 30 years. I worked at Development Lab. I was on the hiring committee. The people they hire there, you know, it was a grueling process for them to get hired. And it's not something, and I'm still in touch with so many people that they say they're having a heck of a time getting people to know which end of the screwdriver to use. So I'm watching this with great interest. That's pretty much all I have to say on the subject, so I'll let you get back to something more pertinent.
All right. Okay. That was a hit-and-run call. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to hear from you people at Moog. I want to hear from you people who saw what the people did at Moog. And by the way, a lot of people from the community joined the people who walked off the job at Moog, and they're going to do it again tomorrow. And if you're just joining us, look, we all, you know, in this area, we all know each other, or we all know one person. We're all one person away from somebody who knows each. Like, for example, you're listening to my voice. You know that you're one person away from me, and I'm one person away from you. Somewhere down the line, we have common people. But a lot of emails I'm receiving, tom@wben.com, have been emails asking me to pass on to you people at Moog and the supporters, thank you for what you are doing. That it's about time people stood up and said, no, this is as far as you go. This is the line. We're not going to tolerate it. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have, hold on, I have to check something really quick. Really quick. Okay, good. We have Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, hello. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I appreciate you doing the show. I would just like to add, as of December 8th, any suppliers coming into Moog have to be vaccinated. So is it beef jerky in your vending machines is your weak point? All those people, the water filtration, the gaseous supplies, so any supplier or visitor coming into the company. So when people say, I'm not a Moog employee, I don't care, the local businesses that support Moog are all affected. They will have to show vaccination to enter the facility.
Yes, you are correct, and that you can multiply that times thousands of other businesses like Moog all around the country. This, again, this is the heavy hand of government, and my question to you is, what's going to be the upshot from all this?
Certainly, we don't agree that there's, you know, you can have your clothes, suits for a cleaning service, dry cleaners come in, so it's going to hurt in multiple levels. So I understand it's all about the federal government. Moog cannot lose its contracts. And if they lose their contracts, it trickles down to all our suppliers that help us. So, you know, for people, it's not just Moog employees, it's our whole.
Well, the Achilles heel in this equation is, without qualified personnel, Moog cannot fulfill the contracts it has with the government. If these are people who will not get vaccinated, who are no longer allowed to work, good luck getting the work done. It's hard enough to get it done in the kitchen at a restaurant, much less Moog.
So it trickles down to the vendors. Yeah, so it'll trickle through our whole community. So the whole community needs to support this action.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, based on my email, a lot of folks are. And yeah, speaking about the long-term COVID stuff, I know my voice is very, very gravelly, and I don't know when that's going to go away permanently, but the management here at the radio station has made it very clear that if I need to take a day or a couple of days off to to relax. You know, I'm certainly allowed to do that because they know that this situation is a marathon. It's not a sprint. But I mean, the irony to me, and I don't know if, how many of you guys had this experience. The irony to me was the acute COVID. Never did I think I was going to end up in the hospital. I knew I had it. I knew I wasn't going to, it wasn't going to be serious for me. But what is a surprise is the long-lasting effects. Now, none of them are life-threatening. They're nuisance things, but they're certainly there. I'll tell you that much. And look, I can only speak for myself. I'm glad I got the vaccine. And something that I pointed out yesterday on the program is that I find it interesting from a human nature point of view that when the vaccine first came out, I did a show, maybe a couple of shows, people were begging me, Tom, where can I get the vaccine? They're telling me I have to drive to Horseheads, and then the second shot, I've got to drive up to Watertown, but I'm going to do it because I want the vaccine. Now, the vaccine is everywhere, and nobody wants it. Psychologically, maybe they'd have been better off holding out on the supply so that it became something people wanted. Like, it makes you feel special. I got the vaccine. I count. I don't know. People are interesting critters. Let's go to Randy in Forestville on WBEN. Randy, hi.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Your voice sounds fine, by the way. You're probably more self-conscious about it.
Yeah, because when I sing in the car, it's horrible. It really is.
Doing, you usually sound great, right?
Oh, awesome. Randy Meisner admires my voice. Anyway, he's the guy who sang Take It to the Limit for the Eagles, and I don't know how a grown male could sing that song, but what's on your mind?
So I've had a vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson, so has my wife. My son's had, and his wife, I think, Moderna, and they're both PhDs in immunology. So we're not afraid of the vaccine, but I don't want anybody to be forced into it. What I really want to say is that I'm a landlord, and we've been pounded for a year and a half, and nobody much cared. You've done a few shows. David's done some shows. You guys have been awesome. However, we've largely been ignored. We're getting harmed hard. And they're talking about December 8th. We're still out till January 15th with, you know, Emperor Kathy.
Empress.
And whatever.
Well, what you're saying is, and, you know, I want to hold you on through the news break because although this isn't Moog related, it is certainly related to the bigger picture that we're filling in and coloring between the lines. But what you're saying here is, as a landlord, you have to make good on the note you took out from the bank. You are not getting revenue from many of your tenants because there is no hammer hanging over their heads. You are legally unable to evict them. They could be out driving brand new Cadillacs with the money that should have been your rent money, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Well, and the people at Moog and the school teachers and the nurses, they've been lauded as heroes for a year and a half. They've been given COVID extra money. They've been given all this free money for a year and a half, stimulus money for all of them. Everybody's getting piles and piles of money. They're called heroes. The minute we say, hey, guys, how about you take a vaccine? Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. What I'd like to say a little bit is grow up. It's modern America. Take your vaccine and get back to work. Knock it off. I mean, it's just, we haven't had a serious vaccine issues in, you know, decade after decade. My son's an immunologist. You know, he got a PhD from UB. He works for a giant.
Well, we've had medical doctors on the show who completely disagree with what you're saying. We've had Dr. Jane Orient, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I mean, I think that's frankly very rude of you to say, come on and grow up, take the vaccine. So which medical procedure should be forced? The ones you want your neighbors to have or the ones your neighbor wants you to have? I think it's very imperious of you and arrogant to tell people to just grow up and get the vaccine. You should go to the CDC website and the VAERS reports, and you will see a number of unfortunate outcomes that have happened, most likely as a result of the vaccine. And for you to tell people to just put something in their body that we don't have longitudinal data regarding, I think, frankly, it's kind of arrogant, to be honest with you. What's wrong with saying if you want the vaccine, get it, if you don't, get it, but nobody should lose their job because they don't want what technically is an experimental shot? It's only been out for less than a year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.